Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. Philippians chapter 1, verses 29 and 30. For you've been given not only the privilege of trusting in Christ, but also the privilege of suffering for him. We are in this struggle together. You have seen my struggle in the past, and you know that I'm still in the midst of it. We don't know the exact nature of the problems in the Philippian church. It had been planted in a hostile environment and was led by new Christians who were doubtless still trying to get their heads round Christian doctrine and practice. I often hear people say that it would be good if we could get back to being like the early church, but I'm not so sure. It may have had the blessing of newness and enthusiasm, but it had to battle with many critical problems that we'd never have to face these days. We also have, of course, huge resources of Christian experience and literature to draw upon. Paul offered the Philippian church the huge encouragement that they were not alone. Paul knew exactly what they were going through, and they had the benefit of seeing him at work. They knew the struggles that he'd experienced, and were also aware that he continued to be up against huge challenges. Paul empathized, as he could enter into the experience that they were going through. From time to time, I hear people say that they don't need to go to church because they can worship perfectly well in their back garden. I am, of course, absolutely delighted that their garden is so inspirational, but nothing can take the place of Christian fellowship. We need one another. Churches aren't perfect. They're often agonizingly imperfect. But sharing life with frail human beings just like ourselves is exactly what we need. As we face up to the challenges and the sharp edges of life, we need, just like the Philippians, to hear someone say to us, "We're in this struggle together." So let me ask you a question. When have you been particularly aware of the empathy and support of other Christians? And now let me pray with you. Loving God, thank you for the blessing of Christian fellowship. Amen. Well, I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. Or you might like to join the thousands of people who listen to this on podcasts, which you can, of course, access at any time. Thanks for listening, and I hope you have a really good day.